Okay, so I was in D.C. and I had just been robbed, right? Somebody ran off with my wallet, my ID, my money, my credit cards, everything. All I had left was a suitcase full of dirty clothes and a plane ticket to Cleveland. And by the kindness of strangers, I made it to the airport. And so I go up to the security line and the guy says, "Let me see your ticket and ID." Well, I did have the ticket, but I didn't have any ID. But what did I find in my luggage but a brochure of the SNAP Judgment Program with my face on the cover. What? So I showed him that instead. And dude said, "I'm sorry, sir. This is not a legal ID." And I'm like, "Look, man, this is all I've got right now. You gotta let me up on that plane." And he's like, "No. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to ask you to step aside now, sir." And I'm desperate, right? So I start stalling. I'm stalling for time. Hey, let me speak to the manager. I need to speak to the manager. And he's ticked off. He's like, all right. He gets on the walkie-talkie, and we wait. And the people behind me are fuming. They've got places to go. I'm slowing everybody down. This is not cool. And then I see her. A big lady in an official uniform. People parting to either side as she strides past, and she looks almost exactly like my auntie. And at once I know everything is gonna be okay. Call it reverse racism if you want to, I don't care. She comes over, looks me up and down and says, "What seems to be the problem?" And I'm like, "They're not trying to let me up on this airplane." And she's like, "For real?" And I'm like, "Yeah. Talking about I gotta have some official ID, knowing good and well this is me right here on the brochure." She looks over at the dude, who by this point he's kind of looking sheepish, and she says, "You know you're gonna make him late for his plane." And that's what I've been trying to tell him the whole time. She stamps my ticket, waves me through, and says, "Next time, sweetie, might just want to bring some ID to the airport." "Oh, I will, don't worry. But how do you know I'm not some kind of crazy?" She just looks at me, shakes her head, and says, "Baby, I trust you." Today, on Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, we proudly present Trust Me.